act of heroism. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police saying that churchgoers used an extension cord to hogtie the gunman who committed a mass shooting at Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, California, Sunday. At least one person was killed and at least five people were injured. Police saying the suspect, who was taken into custody, is an Asian male in his 60s who apparently does not live in the community.
This all started at around 1:30. That's when police say they got a call, reports of a shooting. When they arrived, they found five victims. A sixth person was also injured during this, but they were also treated to the hospital. Population inside that church this afternoon was largely Taiwanese.
Travis Rice of Fox TV affiliate KTTV. And there was a shooting at a crowded flea market in Houston Sunday afternoon. Gabby Hart from Fox affiliate KRIV in Houston has the details.
Major Susan Cotter with the Harris County Sheriff's Department says a group of men got into an argument around 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. That's when several of those men pulled out guns and started shooting.
We believe there was probably at least 3 to 5 shooters.
Two men in their 20s died at the scene.
A mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, leaving 10 people dead and 3 others wounded. The 18-year-old suspect, Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, was arraigned on first-degree murder charges. The FBI investigating the attack as a hate crime. 11 of the victims are black and 2 are white. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland hospitalized this weekend following a stroke. Pennsylvania Senate candidate John Fetterman, who is leading the Democratic primary polls, suffering a stroke Friday. Both men are expected to make full recoveries. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The North Carolina primary is happening Tuesday. GOP Congressman Ted Budd, who is endorsed by former President Trump, telling Fox News Live Sunday about what he will not do in office if he wins the Senate seat.
They do not want a Joe Biden, radical left candidate.
Congressman Budd previously stating that he is for overturning Roe versus Wade. A federal judge expected to give a ruling later this week on whether Title 42 can be lifted. Fox's Bill Malugin has the report from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Around 11 a.m. local time every single morning, scouts show up on the other side of the river, and then these groups will show up and cross in large groups, often with smugglers in the river with them. Here in Del Rio sector, agents reporting they arrested a Mexican national with a previous conviction for sexual activity with a minor in Utah in 2015. He was mixed in with a group of 11 who crossed illegally. He was the third sex offender caught in this sector just this week alone. And Border Patrol in Del Rio sector report that just since October, they have arrested 944 illegal immigrants with a previous criminal history.
A Marvel movie still reigning supreme at this weekend's box office.
For a second week, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness holds the top spot, adding $61 million in North American theaters based on studio estimates.
I did what I had to do to protect our world.
You cannot control everything, Strange.
It's the second highest grossing film of the pandemic, with $688 million globally. Doctor Strange benefiting from being the first Marvel movie since Spider-Man No Way Home. Family films fill out the top three spots, The Bad Guys in second, and Sonic the Hedgehog 2 in third. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.